When we hear the word suicide, we all experience a range of different emotions. Sadness, hopelessness, loss, confusion, etc. This is not an easy topic to discuss, but a necessary one. Many people have been affected by a loved one being suicidal, having either attempted or succeeded to take their own lives. Therefore, the Northwest University Student Counseling and Development needs to have this conversation with you. Now, for some, suicidality could be something that you've struggled with personally, struggle with now, or you might know somebody who struggles with it. By attempting to talk about this crucial topic, which is not discussed nearly enough, you may learn something or understand yourself or someone else just a little bit better. Now, suicide is defined as when someone dies due to injury or harm caused by themselves, with the intention of ending their own life. A suicide attempt is when someone attempts to end their own life, harming or injuring themselves in the process. And suicide ideation is when an individual contemplates ending their own life, or makes plans to do so. Now, there are many symptoms or warning signs. Being suicidal is usually a symptom of another mental struggle. Not every individual with depression or anxiety or other mental disorders is suicidal. The following symptoms could be an indication that someone is thinking about ending their own life. Feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, and unworthiness. Social isolation. A lack of support structures. Depression, loss, or loneliness. I want to die expressions. Now, these expressions vary, but could be an indication that an individual is contemplating suicide. I want to end it all. No one would miss me if I'm not there anymore. I wish I could die. Or I wonder if people will realize that I'm not here anymore. Other warning signs include previous suicide attempts, withdrawal from people and activities they love, cannot think clearly or make decisions, struggling to eat, sleep, or work or study, struggling to envision a future, or speaks of the future as if it doesn't exist. And behavioral changes can include giving away prized possessions, closing bank accounts, terminating studies or subjects without an explanation, or packing up rooms or apartments. Although these are typical symptoms of someone who might be at risk for committing suicide, they are not definite indications. It's important to note that these symptoms could be due to other reasons as well, and the entire context should be taken into consideration. There are some scary statistics on suicide. It's one of the leading causes of death and can affect anyone at any time. About a third of suicides occur between the ages of 20 and 39, and people sometimes struggle to get the mental health treatment that they need due to various reasons. Now, common triggers or risk factors can include a recent loss of a loved one, a job, an income, a relationship, a pet, a major disappointment like a failed exam or missed job promotion, a change in your circumstances like an adjustment to university, a parental divorce, or a change in friendship circles, mental disorders or physical injuries, suicide of a family member, friend, or significant other, even financial or legal problems, and traumatic experiences such as rape, assault, mugging, etc. Now, there are techniques that can help you. The GLAD technique can help you or your loved one find meaning if you're struggling to do so. For each of the letters, write down one moment or occurrence per day that corresponds with the instruction. Now, do this for a specific day or week. For example, grateful, such as being alive, a friend, being able to study. Learned, such as something you learned in class, yourself, a new skill. Achieved, even small things as washing the dishes, went to your 8 a.m. class, or finishing an assignment. And delight. Find this in small things like coffee with a friend, a funny movie, or even walking down Lover's Lane. There are things you can try at home as well, like social interaction and identification of social support, journaling, engaging in activities that add meaning to your life, exercise and a healthy diet, and debunking stigmas by reading about suicide. Now, it's very important to reach out and get help when you have thoughts of suicide. or ask for help when a loved one is going through this. When you assist a friend or family member, it's important to be direct. Talk openly and matter-of-factly about suicide. Be willing to listen. Be non-judgmental. Get involved by becoming available, showing interest and support. Don't act shocked. This will put distance between you. Don't be sworn to secrecy. Seek support. Offer hope that alternatives are available. Ask if you may contact a family member. Don't leave them alone. Get help from persons specializing in crisis intervention and suicide prevention. If necessary, get in touch with the police. It's also important to remember not to involve religion. Don't try and save someone, rather facilitate the situation. Never make promises. Never guarantee that everything will be okay. Rather acknowledge that you can see everything is not okay at this moment. Don't try to reason with guilt or ask them about the hurt they will cause for the people left behind. Dealing with suicide is a tightrope. But the good news is there is help out there. So whether you're dealing with it yourself or have a loved one going through it, reach out and get help. Contact SCD. Crisis intervention and suicide prevention is on the top of our list. Remember, you are not alone, and help is always available.